Hey guys, a guy named Rob here. Thank you for listening to our episode. I want to let you know before we get into everything, if you stick around to the end of the episode after our outro song and after the bloopers, we have a super special interview with Blue and Sean Redman of the Neverenders. So please stick around and listen to that, and we'll give you some more information about when they're playing and where they're playing as the episode goes on. And thanks for listening.
Welcome home to the All Things Coheed podcast. I'm Devin.
I'm Melissa Marie.
I'm Blue.
And I'm a guy named Rob.
Hee hee, I'm Booty.
Oh my goodness. Oh my damn. Oh my goodness. We going ham on the SS Neverender.
Okay, bro, that reference is so instant. It's like the 20-year-old reference that you just made. Wow, I'm impressed, to be completely honest. But that aside,
There's a reason for that, and we'll talk about that.
yeah, I'm.
I didn't get that was a reference. Is that something I'm too young for?
Yeah, I think so. Oh shit. No, but for real though, this is crazy because us recording this podcast, it is the 10th of October. And my birthday is in 6 days. There we go. Hell yeah. And then we have this fucking cruise planned for the following week.
Whoa.
And the next time I talk to you two, we talk to you two, it's gonna be like in person. For the first time since. When's the last time I saw you, Devin?
Dude, that was 2018, I think.
Really?
Yeah, because I just started going to the school and Vaxxas came out and it was just a random ass tour in the middle of November.
And it was over at Pierre's, right? Holy, we didn't go to another, I didn't see you at another show after Pierre's.
Oh, we haven't seen each other in 5 years.
Since
Whoa.
the beginning of this fucking podcast, honestly. If it was 2018, we were almost a year in. We started January 2018. We're coming up
What are we
on
doing? What are we doing deliberating? I have a spreadsheet for this. But this will be Blue and Alyssa's first time meeting in person.
Yeah,
True.
baby.
The only regret I have about this cruise is that I don't get to spend it with your dad.
Yeah.
Same. So many people have been like messaging him about it that I think this one is the one that we're next time he's gonna be there. That's how I feel.
Oh.
And
And now
wow.
look at us. Look at us. Who'd have thought?
Look at
Who would have thunk
us.
it?
It's so fucking crazy. I'm so excited. I think I've kind of, done that thing where it's like, oh, it's so close that I can't stop talking about it. But now I'm at the point where I'm in a lull of talking about it. You know what I mean? Like I've talked about it so much that I'm just kind of like, yeah, it's happening. I don't know how the fuck it's happening, but it's happening.
Right.
And then it's all gonna come back flowing to me the beginning of next week, where it's gonna be
Real.
like 4 more days until my flight, you know?
Well, before we really get into the meat and potatoes of today's episode, if you are not already aware, we are joined by the lovely Blue and the wonderful Alyssa Marie. How are y'all doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Just chilling till the cruise, I guess. I never know what to say when you ask me that question.
Well, I mean, you have plenty going on. You have your show. You have training. You're doing a lot. I feel like there's some stuff to be proud that you should share.
I'm doing a lot in terms of music at the moment. I'm back at uni my last year. I graduate in May, which is pretty insane. I'm vocal directing a musical. And I'm performing on the cruise, which is pretty sick.
Hell yeah. Alyssa, I already know this because marriage thing, but like, how are you doing?
Actually, how about we do it from a different perspective? Hey, Alyssa, how are you doing?
I'm doing stupendous.
Yeah?
I'm panic making bracelets and necklaces and care baskets and not baskets, little like baggies, like emergency kits. And I think I have like something for literally every single person on the boat because I just can't stop making shit. So please come get something from me.
That's so cute.
By the way, Alyssa, Devin, just so you know, if you need sunscreen, let me know. I'm bringing six bottles. So if
Ooh,
w I
sunscreen.
hear that, I read last year on the cruise that it was really bad. And so I got some very sensitive baby skin SPF protection for
For
this one
me.
over here
For me.
so that they can remain white as a ghost for as
Like
long as possible.
listen.
Like with the water reflecting the sun rays directly onto your fucking skin.
Yeah.
Like
I'm
people don't
Scottish.
notice that.
I'm Scottish, okay? So the paleness comes with the territory. I can't help that. I do need something like 75 SPF, and I will be reapplying it every half an hour, and that's just how it is.
But that aside, I did bring a shit ton. Like, I have enough for a bottle a day, I'm pretty sure. So, if you do need some, let us know.
Are you just gonna stand there every morning and just like your pancakes and you're putting syrup on yourself? You're just gonna all
I'm gonna look disgusting.
over. You just come out all moist.
Gonna be, it's Melt Man with the power to melt. It's just like, what?
So as Rob is buying sunscreen, please check out our bloopers. We're out here buying vinyl variants of In Keeping Secrets of Silent Earth 3 to celebrate its 20-year anniversary. There is the green variant, limited to 1,000, the peach and black splatter, limited to 3,500. That dropped just randomly on Koheed's web store. Sold out the day of. That limited 2,000 sold out too. And the Lavender Record Store Day Essentials pressing. And speaking of Record Store Day, for Record Store Day Black Friday here in the States, live at the Starland Ballroom is getting an official press for Record Store Day Black Friday, limited to 4,900 on Solar Flare vinyl. LS Dunes had a merch drop. Drumset Confessional has a fan merch design competition going on right now. By the time this episode drops, you will only have 3 days left to enter. And lastly, we had posters for every single date of the second US leg for Never Ender, No World for the Waking Mind, and they were done by a different artist for each date. Shout out to Kirby's Comic Art for making that happen and all the artists who contributed their art to making our community grow.
Devin, how many of these vinyls from the vinyl drop have you bought?
All of them.
Of course.
Guys, one of each, though.
Yeah.
Not like
I don't do one seal, one to play. They're records. They're meant to be played.
Rex came back. Yeah, he did a poster. It was sick as
Yeah.
hell.
That's crazy.
Did the Denver art.
It's so cool. It's so cool. I wanted all the Amberlina ones. They were so well done. She's my bitch,
There was an international leg of the tour. Blue, would you like to share your experience?
yeah, man. It was pretty sick.
Very cool.
Oh no, it's a bit
On
joke, buddy.
to our second US leg. For real though, was there a change in set list between the international and the US leg? Do you
No,
know, Dev?
it was exactly the same. At least in London. I don't know about other
I asked
places.
Devin Blue, so maybe you could.
Yeah, well, I was there.
I hope you know what my lips were saying, not the person that was actually there.
Yeah, no, that's weird. I think that's dumb on Coheed's part. Like, they don't ever go to the UK, they should be playing a different set. They should be playing cooler shit. It's a rarity
Like,
for them to come over there.
I was a little ticked off that the Tabby got In Keeping Secrets as an encore, and we didn't get shit.
Blue, I do want to ask.
Yes.
You've been to an American show, but it was
Yes.
acoustic. But then you went to an American show and it was like the real
Yeah.
deal. And it never ended. And then you go back home and they're like, bet, we'll catch up with you there too.
Yeah, man. That's literally what happened.
Was there a difference between the US crowds and the overseas crowds? And what did you enjoy more?
Yeah, Pittsburgh fucking sucked. Like, the crowd's energy was horrendous. Like, everyone was just sort of there, and like, but I mean, us at the rail were like killing it, killing the game. But everyone else was just so bored. And I was like, why'd you even come here if you just weren't gonna bring it? London, however, like, obviously we don't get shows nearly as often. So the vibes were like magnetic. They were so fucking good. People, like, the lines were so big for London. I think it did sell out. And it was, yeah, it was huge. I also think the vibes were a bit better because we had a different opener to the American show. So obviously Def Heaven was with America, was with the American tour, and we had Soul Glow for London at least. It was different for Glasgow, but in London we had Soul Glow. And Soul Glow were great, you know. They weren't everyone's cup of tea. I know that there were a few people around me who were like, what is this? But I was vibing. They were like hardcore and definitely not what you'd expect to hear from a band called Soul Glow. But for Def Heaven especially, like, I know some people like their music. I think the instrumentation was great. I hear that the mix is supposed to be intentionally muddy, but it really annoyed me that I had no idea what he was singing. Like, it really bugged me. So I think I would have liked them better if I could hear him. But yeah.
Soul Glow was on the last Coheed Cruise, and they're from Philly.
Yeah.
They also opened up for LS Dunes at Adjacent Fest. I think they rock. I would have much rather have had them than Def Heaven, although I do like a few of those Def Heaven songs. But I would say the same thing. I would like to know what he is screaming without having to really dissect it. So I guess I would say that I personally didn't find it super accessible.
I agree. Apparently, from people that I've spoken to who are fans of Def Heaven and like the genre that they tend to gravitate in, like, that's sort of the point. But then I'm like, why even have a vocalist in the first place? Like, just make them a cool instrumental band like Chon or Animals as Leaders and just like have that be your purpose.
The songs themselves were just very long, and I feel like the movement wasn't there to justify the length.
Well, then maybe it was the mix of ours because there was no, we couldn't hear him. It was like he was lip syncing to nothing. It was very odd.
Okay, because we definitely heard vocals, but it's unintelligible some of the lyrics because of the style of growling. Again, I think it's really this was just a personal preference as opposed to being like they're bad musicians. It
Oh,
was
yeah,
not.
no, I'm not here to like drag them or anything. Again, totally personal preference. I think the instrumentation was sick. Like, I was really vibing with the bassist because I was on that side. And he was in a real groove about it. I liked it a lot, but I don't know, I just think it sort of lost me a bit because as a vocalist, I always attach naturally to vocals. So it's like when that's not there, I'm like, oh, okay.
That's exactly
Okay.
what I say to Devin. Like, I don't personally love them either.
Vibing. But yeah, Soul Glow fucking killed it. And I know they're not everyone's cup of tea, but I enjoyed them. They had such good energy. They really brought the party. And then Coheed came out and we were all screaming and crying. London was definitely up there. But I will say nothing will be more special to me than that acoustic show. Being my first show ever and getting to sit there so close was so important to me.
Well, I'm glad that you enjoyed the shows just in general. You went from not seeing Coheed to seeing them so many times, so rapidly, and it's just so awesome. And it really goes to show that you never know what's going to happen with Coheed, and it is arguably inherently always the best time to be a Coheed fan, except when you go to Paris and then they don't play. That might be a rough time, but.
Oof, buddy.
I might go to the grave a little bitter, but it's literally totally okay. Because they came back to the United States for the second leg of the US run of the No World for the Waking Mind Neverender. Again, they had those posters. The set list was the same, but Alabama, y'all rocked my socks off. That was one of my favorite Coheed shows and may have topped some of the East Coast proper jives. I'll be honest, it's pretty darn good.
Blue, how many shows have you been to for Coheed?
Three now.
You want to know what's
About
really funny, you guys?
to be five.
I haven't seen Coheed since your first Coheed show, like before then. Like, I haven't seen Coheed since Louisville with Mastodon.
The last time you saw Coheed, Every Time I Die was still a band. I know that just hurt some of our listeners.
I don't like Every Time I Die, so it doesn't hurt me at all. But no, the second US tour, or second leg of the US tour, I thought was cool. It was a great idea. I'm a little upset that they didn't change up the set list again, because like I feel like they've done that a lot. In the past like 5 or 6 tours that we've covered, they switch up the set list halfway through. They'll throw in some bangers. They'll try something new, whether that's Gravemakers and Gunslingers, or they might cut entire songs like Unheavenly Creatures. But I don't know, I just kind of I missed how interesting the set list used to be. And I feel like now it's just like, hey, here's everything, and now you know exactly what's going to get played.
Well, I'll just go against the grain here, and it's a never ender. They specifically told you what they are going to play, and with deep cuts like this, that being a fan for a decade and you just naturally would not have seen these songs, it makes sense for them not to change it up. And then they also have to do the promo for the new album, and then the festival dates is where they can pump out the staples, as we know. And I'm certain that next year, I also don't know if they're going to be touring. They could be taking a little break, but hopefully when they tour next year, the set list will be changed. And maybe if they play some deep cuts on the cruise, we show them some love, those make it into the regular set list. But they did close with In Keeping Secrets for LA, which was on In Keeping Secrets' 20th birthday.
So when you say play songs off the new album, you mean the album that was released a year and a half ago?
Still their new album.
Oh, I did also want to ask, did you celebrate 5 years of Vaxxas Act One on October 5th?
I
Five
did.
fucking years ago.
Wow.
That album came out before I was a Coheed fan. Isn't that crazy?
Absolutely insane. I know about 6 days from now, instead of celebrating my birthday, Devin is going to celebrate 9 years since The Color Before the Sun was released.
Was it released
So,
on your birthday?
yeah, October 16th,
That's
2015.
crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It was actually an early release at Comic-Con, so the street date and the official publication date
You
are a little
can't
different.
do that voice. That's our entire podcast.
I know.
It's
I know.
actually Coheed.
Jesus Christ.
That aside, the second US leg wrapped up. I mean, it's been great. Like you said, all the art for all the venues is super cool.
On the changing the set list, I agree with Devin. He is right. But also, the only thing I wish that the only thing I wish that they'd have mixed up was the VIP song. Because I had to hear
Sweet Child of Mine.
I had to hear Sweet Child of Mine in Pittsburgh and in London. And like, Slay. It really lends itself to Claudia's voice, but also, you know.
You know, I agree with you. I feel like they should play that song they teased on TikTok. Like, that should
Right?
have come out.
I've
The
been
sunny
thinking.
day, whatever it is, the.
I've been
Devin, you know
thinking
what it's
about
called.
that teaser.
Hindsight.
Yes. Why haven't they played that yet? That should have been something on this tour.
Because it was a demo. It's just a teaser. Like, they got stuff coming. We know in our interview with Josh, we got some drums for Vexus 3 already. Like, they're just cooking. Let them cook.
How far ahead did they release fucking Dark Sentencer? You were there.
Okay. It was a hot minute before the actual album came out. However,
How long in advance? How far in advance did they release Atlas?
how
How
long?
far in advance did they release Iron Fist?
All I'm saying is there is literally a cruise coming up. Exactly.
I think if you're expecting a new song in this cruise, prepare to be extremely disappointed.
I'm not expecting, but I'm saying never say never.
I'm saying never.
Rob, Djibouti was played live. Anything can happen. Anything
Anything
I
can happen on that
disagree.
pool deck.
Like,
Anything
don't
can happen.
expect it, but like, it's possible that like they could do something crazy or different.
Listen, out of all the things that I expected on the boat the first time around, that didn't happen, that won't happen again on this cruise, like, I would be most pleasantly surprised, and I think that it's more likely this than a new song. Is playing some PFI tracks. And they haven't. They haven't played. PFI would have been perfect for the first cruise.
Okay, before we go into this, I just want to say I disagree with Blue. I think that the VIP song needed to stay the same because people didn't get to go to every leg of the tour. So, you know, for them to miss that just because it's a different leg, iffy, in my
Okay,
opinion.
counterpoint, if they're gonna play a freaking cover, how about they play a different cover every freaking night instead of this? Like, they're just screwing around playing a cover anyway, then. Like, why not play a different cover every night or every few nights, or like have a few covers that they choose from? Like, where they're not playing their song. If they want to make one of their songs acoustic, but like, if you're playing a cover, like, that's not the same to me.
Screwing around playing a cover. Do you not hear the same music that they produce? That was
No,
not
Alyssa's right.
screwing around.
Alyssa's right because they need to break out Mother by Danzig more than once. You got
Also,
to see the
they
only live version of that.
have so many acoustic songs that they are never gonna freaking get the opportunities to play. And not for nothing, like, people are paying for VIP. You should. Like, you're paying to see a Coheed song. You're not paying to see a cover band.
West Coast 7 has been to so many of these damn shows this tour. The amount of times he's heard Sweet Child of Mine.
Okay,
Play
but he
something
knows what he
different for
signed up
him.
for.
Play
He knows what
something different for him. He has dropped so much money on this tour. Play something for him. Do you know what I mean?
he but it's not a it's not about him, it's not about you, it's not about
I was
me.
joking. It's a joke, Devin. Take a joke.
Can't.
God damn. Listen.
But I don't know. I just feel like we at least Rob and I talk about it once a month. Songs that Coheed should cover. I think it's a neat opportunity. I'd rather them do a cover for a VIP song than do a cover during the main set and take away from, and not necessarily take away, but do you understand my point? I'd rather hear a Coheed song in that form.
Counterpoint. VIPs pay for it. I agree with Alyssa. So it's one of those things where, you know, if they were to mix it up and it's a surprise, we paid for that. You know what I mean? But y'all didn't pay for a special encore at the Tabby. You got one anyway. Y'all didn't pay for a special encore at LA. You got one anyway. So why can't we have a varied VIP when we fucking pay for it?
I feel like this could be its own episode, but Going
Yeah.
now going back to what Rob said last time on the Cool Deck show, before the show occurred, there was a set list that was taped to the inside of Claudio's guitar box. And on that set list, instead of Wake Up, was a prize fighter song. So we were close.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
So there is an official, unofficial SS Neverender meetup that is happening the Sunday before the cruise, which is the day before. It will be happening at Lost Weekend Miami. It's going to be at 7 p.m. There are 108 people saying they're going, and there's 112 maybes. So if you're looking for Coheed fans, if you don't want to do the speed friending, this is a good place to organically make some friends, meet up with some people. I'm going to be there. I think Blue, you've decided to go. I think that is Sean going? Do you know?
I have no idea what our rehearsal schedule is, so TBD.
Well, I'm definitely going. Ryan is going to be going. We've had Ryan on the podcast a bunch. Amber's going to be going. A lot of people, if you're big into the community, Letty's going to be going. They're going to be there. So please, 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 if you want to come hang out with us before the cruise, this is the place to do it. That aside, we need to get on to this fucking cruise episode. It's been an hour, and we need to talk about this fucking cruise. And at
So
this
right.
point, we're just going to start, we're going to talk a little bit about like day one, day two, day three, day four, day five. What bands are playing, what's happening, so that you guys are all in the know on what's happening and when, okay?
Right.
Let's start with day one. So from what
Wow,
I can.
wait. There was a lineup change to the cruise, my guy.
Oh, fuck. Fucking Hail the Sun.
Yep. So Thank You Scientist has backed out of the cruise. Sal has left the band, and they canceled all performances for the rest of the year. And in their place, also doing the prom kickoff set, is Hail the Motherfucking Sun.
Accompanied by Joe from Ice Nine Kills, though. That's what I'm interested in.
Yes, Joe OQD will be there from Ice Nine. I imagine he's probably going to be playing pianos, especially for that cruise set. I have so much shit for him to sign. I'm not bringing any of it. It's totally fine. I'm okay. I'm completely normal about it.
So normal about it.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
It was the least surprising thing ever. I was like, well, if it weren't them, I think Devin would have revolted personally.
I feel like it was only right that a repeating band filled the place, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, Thank You Scientists was a returning band. I mean,
I bet
yeah.
you Casey's regretting going on tour now. Oh yeah, Bertie Strange dropped out. My man John Rua left.
I know.
Was there another one that didn't, that dropped out? I feel like there was.
Yeah. But we got proper Prince Daddy and the Hyena, and then, of course, Hail the Sun.
Very cool.
Prince
All
Daddy and
right,
the
so.
Hyena is in one of your Midwest emo playlists, Rob.
Oh, really? Oh, that's cool. I'll have to check them
Anyway,
out then. Holy shit.
sorry.
Yeah, so let's talk about day one of this cruise. So day one is going to be Monday, October 23rd. I believe that the earliest people are getting on the boat somewhere like 9, 9:30, something like that, which they have released kind of times for people getting on and off the boat, just because people are signing up and doing their check-ins. And if you haven't done your check-in yet, you can still do that on your there should be an email that was sent out, or go to your NCL account and get all checked in for that. Now, that aside, the kickoff toast is going to begin at 4 o'clock p.m. But before that, between 2 and 3 o'clock, it looks like it's Heed Speed Friending, which is, I guess, a way for like swag swaps are going to happen around that time. It's going to be at the Spinnaker Lounge. So make sure if you have swag to swap to meet up there. But keep in mind that throughout the entire cruise, people will be swapping swag constantly and consistently. Pay attention to the group up to the cruise because I'm sure they're gonna come out with, hey, we're all gonna be over here on this day or whatever if you missed the first one, because that's just the kind of community that it is. So the kickoff toast is at 4 o'clock, where we'll have the family photo, like the one we have at the bottom of the page for the SS Neverender 2. And our first show kickoff is going to be with Motion City Soundtrack, which I'm so excited about. Out of all the shows that I'm going to see, which are very few and far between, I'm actually really hyped to see Motion City Soundtrack because I've been listening to them a ton lately for, like, on my Spotify playlists and whatnot. And I don't know. I know, Devin, are you going to be there at Motion City?
I'll be waiting on the merch line, brother.
If you need to find Devin at any point, he will be in the merch line. And I know I'm going to be at Motion City Soundtrack. I don't know if Blue's going to be there or not. Maybe Blue's hanging out with Devin and Alyssa, but I definitely will be at Motion City.
I'll be
I
at
know
Mo.
like one MCS song. So like I'll vibe, but it's not for me. Do you know what I mean?
It's the only band I'm excited about since Thank You Scientist dropped out.
I'm going to Kanashi, right?
We have Psychedelic Porn Crumpets and Kainashi. If you guys want to talk a little bit more about Kainashi.
So Kanashi is playing every single song in their discography. So you just don't want to miss any performance. There's no excuse. I will be at all of them. So if you're looking for me, that's where I'll be.
You're literally
That's
wearing a Kanashi shirt right
yeah, I'm
now.
so excited. And Hail. And I'm so excited. I like literally don't even know how to talk about it.
I have an excuse for not seeing all of them, even though I want to.
What is it?
I am performing. My performance clashes.
All right, all right. That is the
Sorry, guys.
That's very valid. That's very dang.
It's heartbreaking.
What
It is so heartbreaking.
It's probably the midnight one,
Is it
right?
the midnight one?
Big sad. Big sad.
So, Kainashi's playing at the same time as Psychedelic Porn Crumpets. It'll be at 5:45. Kainashi's going to be at Magnum's, while Psychedelic Porn Crumpets is going to be at the Atrium. And then we have no bands until 7:15, which will be Sunny Day Real Estate on the pool deck, which I hear a lot of people are excited about. After that, we've got at 9 o'clock, Mac Sabbath, Hail the Sun, and Proper all at the same time at 9 p.m., which I know Devin's super stoked about that, but I'm not sure if Devin's even going to be able to make it because the doors open at the Stardust Theater at 9:45 for the Joey Epper Davenport Cabinet Show, which I know Devin's going to be at
Yeah,
100%.
I love Hail the Sun. I have two bands tattooed on me, Coheed and Hail the Sun. But it is the Coheed cruise. I have to give it all to Coheed, and
I'll be at Hail the Sun.
yeah.
So at 11 o'clock that night, we have Emo Night Miami from 11 to 1. They're going to be playing pretty much every single night, spinning some classic emo tracks. It'll be a huge dance party. I'm super stoked to be able to make one of those. And we also have Pink Shift at 11:30 to 12:30.
I'm excited to
And
go to an emo night. I've always wanted to go to an emo night. I've gone to like emo night adjacent things, but
you went to a Shrek rave.
Oh,
okay, hang on, what?
yeah, man, you never heard of those, like Shrek raves?
No, I have not heard of a Shrek rave.
Yeah, they're sick. I want to go to one.
I was donkey.
Jesus
What just happened?
Okay.
All
We just
right,
a blooper has been born.
this is my third. Oh, that's not a blooper.
After all of that, we have Monday, that same night at Magnum's, 12:30 to 2 a.m., we have the Neverenders Coheed cover band. There may be some non-Coheed tracks included in there, so make sure you check it out for sure. And you never know who's going to show up. And that is, like I said, at Magnum's, 12:30.
We're going to be playing some deep cuts. We got some surprises in store, and we're going to fucking kill it. So any of you like late night party people who want something to do, come hang with us. It's going to be chill.
Next, we have Tuesday, October 24th at 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. It is Run the Deck with Josh. Keep in mind, if you didn't sign up to Run the Deck, do not run the deck, all right? A certain amount of people were picked, and Josh will be running the deck, which is listed as other slash various, which is very cool. At the atrium at 10 a.m., we have Cafe Chanye with Chandra. Super excited, especially after last year where we got so much information about a bunch of cool shit. I can only imagine there's going to be an announcement of something or other. We have an autograph session between 10:30 and 11:30 at the Summer Palace, Deck 7, aft. Then at 12 o'clock, we have a Q&A with Claudio Sanchez. And that lasts until 12:30. From 12:30 to 1, we have the Q&A with Coheed and Cambria. Following that, we have the Amory Wars, Wilhelm Ryan, and General Mayo photo op, which is super exciting. Because last year we only had Wilhelm, and this year we've got our boy Mayo. I'm so fucking stoked to be seeing this walking around the ship. And from what I hear, you can find some cosplay happening all over the ship from fans, from official sources. It's so fucking cool. And then between 1:30 and 2:45, we have the Murder in Goddard Dam murder mystery, which was already, I believe it's sold out at this point. So if you don't have tickets now, I don't think you're getting tickets, unfortunately.
No, and that also brings up a point about ticketed events. The Faint of Hearts Bar, which was a fan favorite, is now a ticketed location. Tickets will be $10. If you purchased your Murder in Goddard Dam experience, that comes with entry into the Faint of Hearts Bar. So just keep that in mind that if you want entrance, the times are listed on the schedule and it is first come, first serve. And re-entry is not guaranteed.
From what I have heard, it is $10 as a cover, essentially, and you get a like marked, I believe, somehow, and you have entry for the whole day, depending on how full they are. So if you pay the $10 and you show up really early, like at 3:15 in the afternoon, which is when it opens, and you go in there, you hang out for 30 minutes, but it becomes 10, 11 o'clock. And people are out seeing other things and doing other shows, you can get back in with that what you paid earlier in the day. So keep that in mind as well. So it is a ticketed event, but it operates more like a cover charge, I guess, is the best way to put it. But there is a capacity, like Devin said, I'm sure they will be turning people away at the door with too many people. Because this is going to be the place to be if you're an Amory Wars fan. So that's the Murder in Goddard Dam. We have Prince Daddy and the Hyena on the pool deck at 2:15 to 3:15. And then the doors open at 3:15 in the Stardust Theater for Stump the Stever with Travis. I'm so excited. This is gonna be so fucking cool. I know Devin's gonna be there. I'm gonna be seeing Devin all fucking over this goddamn cruise. We also have Animals as Leaders from 3:30 to 4:30 at Spinnaker Lounge. Mannequin Pussy is going to be at 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock on the pool deck. And then we have kind of a head-to-head, a lot of hard choices for some fans. We've got Anthony Green and Joey Eppard playing separately at the same time. At 5:45 to 6:45, Anthony Green will be playing the atrium, Joey Eppard will be playing the Spinnaker Lounge. Followed by Proper, which is going to be at Magnum's from 6:45 to 7:45. We've got Psychedelic Porn Crumpets, 7:15 to 8:30, Military Gun, 8 o'clock from to 9 o'clock, and then we have the big show, our first indoor show of the cruise, indoor show number one, 9 o'clock to 10:30 in the Stardust Theater.
You don't have to get there early. Go entered based on your time that you purchased. Everything is
Like your
timed.
ticket number, you still go in by your ticket number.
Like
So
we
if you
got
get
there
there
earlier
1 minute
than.
before doors open, or if you get there 30 minutes before doors open, if you're ticket number one, you're going in first. Like, yeah, so we made that mistake. We got there early,
And they're
and
like, no, you're
then,
six online.
yeah, so we still had to wait for the people that they had the ticket before us. And they line you up in that order too, and there's only one line of people on the rail. Yeah, so
Better
definitely
than.
don't like make sure you go to if there's a band that you want to see, don't cut that short to wait in line because you literally go in exactly at the time or like maybe whatever time it says it opens, that's when you go in.
Yeah. So, I mean, re realistically, last time, Hail the Sun played until like 8:45 or 8:55 or something like that. And then with the 5 minutes from walking to the atrium to the Stardust Theater, we just walked right in and got to see Coheed. It was
Wild.
literally like the, it is such a chill experience. It is not like a regular show.
Also, like for people that do have like concert anxiety, getting in anxiety, these people that do it are actually professionals. They do it their way every single time. There's no special VIPs for them to get confused with, nothing at all. They know exactly what they're doing for the most part, as long as weather permits for the outdoor shows, everything is running perfectly on time.
And also make sure that you show up to the right show. There would be nothing worse than thinking you have a night two ticket when really you had tickets to night one and you miss it. However, if you do not have a night one ticket and you want to experience the Coheed of it all, you can go to the Spinnaker Lounge and listen and watch the Coheed and Cambria simulcast. Or you can check out Brand of Sacrifice Magnus.
But it will be the same show. So if some people misinterpreted and thought that maybe it was a different show, it is the same exact songs that they'll play on night one and night two. So again, if there's another band playing that you want to see when Coheed is playing and you have a ticket to night two, go on ahead. But again, just make sure that you know if you have night one or two, because that would be very sad.
During the indoor show, we have Brand of Sacrifice from 9 to 9:45 p.m., followed by Mac Sabbath at 10:45 to midnight, and they're going to be in the pool deck. I've heard a lot of people are super stoked about Mac Sabbath in a big way. We have Emo Night Miami once again, 11 to 1 o'clock at the atrium, and then we have the Neverenders. They will be playing from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. at Magnum's, same night.
At Magnum's?
Yeah.
That's insane because that's Kyonashi's Midnight Set going directly into the Neverenders. That
Yep.
is insane.
We are literally setting up in the corner whilst they finish their set. It's going to be a bit intense.
They're playing all of Why Did You Do It, which is their, I think, is their best work.
In Magnums,
Followed,
and then where
and
is.
then they do their unreleased EP. And then Blue and Sean come and crush it. That's
Right,
insane.
directly after in the
The
same
same
place.
stage. Yo, we're so lit. We are so lit, Alyssa. That's crazy.
So that concludes all of Tuesday. Now, Wednesday is going to be fucky, okay? So Wednesday is the day that we will not have a Cafe Chagnier, and I believe the same is going to be said for the first day, obviously. But at sea, we will be arriving in Puerto Plata, Dominican Republic, at 9 a.m. and departing at 6 p.m. However, we have a very special meetup that will be happening that same day at 4 p.m. at the Great Outdoors, located on Deck 12 aft. So it's at the back of the ship.
You're telling me I gotta cut short my Dominican Republic time?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You have to cut it short by 2 hours, even though we're going to be there all fucking day.
Yeah, you
Sorry.
know I ain't getting up until 11.
It's true. We'll be able to walk the beach, honey. It'll be fun. And also, we're going to have members of the Drum Set Confessional core team also going to be there. So it's kind of like a, if you're into the fan aspect of Coheed and Cambria, like Drum Set Confessional, the people who've worked super hard to make things happen for them, as well as us who just sit around and fuck around all the whole time and make stupid podcasts, we will also be there if you want to come hang out. And we will have certain special things to give out.
I know for the Drum Set Confessional core team, we will have special pins that are exclusive to the crews that we'll be giving away. Also, select members will have special stickers that are different colors, so different variants there. And Rob, we have some stuff that we are giving away. We made our own waterproof stickers. I think, how many did I make? 200? 250?
Think 300.
300. Well, we're keeping some for our listeners who could not make it to the cruise. I kept some for myself. We Alyssa has some, y'all have some. So definitely less than 300 will be in circulation. Those are waterproof again. We're on a cruise. But shout out to Ryan Campbell, who also made some giveaways for us, including circle variants of our cruise logo stickers, foil variants of our original logo stickers, and freaking keychains. I can't wait to see them in person. So please come through to the meetup, say hi, hugs, handshakes, high fives, fist bumps, elbow bumps, photo ops, push Rob
Special little
overboard.
kisses.
But yeah, it'll be a good
Oh,
time. And it happens before anything else for the day, before any music. So you can kind of transition from the Dominican Republic back into Coheed Land. And if you're not getting off of the boat, what a perfect opportunity to come through and have your time filled with some fan interactions.
are we not supposed to bring up the special little kisses? I didn't know if we were going to talk about that,
Those
but.
are special. You can't tell everyone that.
So, directly following that, for obvious reasons that we're not going to be at the same time, but Hail the Sun plays at 5:30, and I'm sure Devin and Alyssa will definitely be there. We've got Murder in Goddardam again, if you have tickets for that, 6 to 7:15. Brand of Sacrifice is playing at 6:45 at the same time as Proper, but Proper has a 15-minute longer set. We've got Prince Daddy and the Hyena from 7 to 8. And then we have a really interesting show that I don't know what they're going to play, but Anthony Green is playing 7:45 to 8:45 on the pool deck. So that's super exciting. I have no fucking idea what he's going to play. That aside, we have the doors opening for the Coheed and Cambria indoor show at 8 o'clock. It's the second indoor show. You know, like we said before, if you saw the first show and you're like, I want to see what they do in the second show, the simulcast will be set up in the Spinnaker Lounge. And that's the same for the indoor show number one as well. I don't know if anyone's going to go see that, the indoor show number one simulcast. But if I got the first show, I would definitely check out the second one. Pink Shift will be playing at 9 o'clock at Magnum's. We have Animals as Leaders, 10:45 to midnight. Mannequin Pussy at 11:15. And we have the Neverender setting up in Magnum's 1 to 2 a.m., which will be right after Military Gun this time. So
Right.
keep that in mind. After Military Gun, we have the Neverenders. Which brings us to our last day, the saddest day of the cruise, I'm sure. Which is at 10 a.m. We've got Cafe Chaunier again. We've got your photo ops with Coheed and Cambria. If you book during the pre-sale, is going to be between 11 a.m. and it looks like 3 p.m. Around that time, you'll have to check when you're scheduled for, but that'll be happening in the Summer Palace, Deck 7. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be gathering around there, so if you don't want to be around a bunch of people, it's probably not the place to be. You have Kei Inashi and Psychedelic Porn Crumpets at 1:30. Another photo op with Wilhelm Ryan and General Mayo from 2 to 3. Sunny Day Real Estate, 2:30 to 3:45. You've got Animals as Leaders and Brand of Sacrifice playing at 4. Max Sabbath from 5 to 6. It's the same time as Pink Shift. And then you have our Coheed and Cambria pool deck show, which I'm super excited for. 6:30 to 7:45. Everybody and their mother's going to be there. And then it happens. At 8 o'clock, we have the prom night kickoff with Hail the Sun. Not playing Hail the Sun songs, playing covers, which is so fucking exciting. It must have been the weirdest call to like get to be like, hey, we want you on the boat, but we really need you to play some covers for a prom. Like, that's gotta be a weird call to get, but it seems that they've accepted it and are running with it in full force.
I really hope that Donovan plays his cover of the Alabama Shake song, Give Me All Your Love, because it is fantastic.
We also have Anthony Green, 9:30 to 10:30. Military Gun, 9:30 to 10:30. We have Emo Night Miami, 10:30 to 11. Mannequin Pussy, 10:30 to 11:30. Prince Daddy and the Hyena, 11:45 to 12:45. And unfortunately, if you didn't get to hear the Neverenders, this Thursday is not it. Thursday, you don't get to hear them. Their last performances will be Wednesday night.
Taking just a little rest.
Yeah, I'm actually having a
Which we
cruise,
deserve.
having a vacation. And that's the end of our schedule. After that, everyone's getting off the boat the following morning. I believe that they have to start getting things up, what, 11, 12 o'clock. They need to start prepping for their next cruise. So people will be off the boat by then. Everyone will be moseying away, getting in their travel and everything.
We have a little pre-prom, like get together and like get ready session happening. It's just a bunch of us. We're gonna find a space and we're gonna just do our makeup and get ready and just have a gay old time, and it's gonna be good. Sometime in the afternoon of the prom, so it'll be before the pool deck show. So if anyone wants to get involved, just shoot me a message. I'll add you to our group chat. Super unofficial, but it'd be cool if we could get like a big group together. That'd be pretty sick.
Oh, I did have a question, Devin and Alyssa, as people who were on the first cruise. How does the pool deck show work? Is it first come, first serve? If you're there early, do you get to be on the rail?
That one is, however, again, it's really chill. People got to get their pictures with Coheed. There's still bands playing. Food exists, drinks exist. I mean, there were people there early last time, but like literally, we took our time. We got our picture. We saw Hail the Sun and then waited on the, like, it's not that deep. Some people on other cruises like sleep out overnight. It's literally not that serious because you also have the opportunity to, if you don't want to be rail and stand the whole time, you can stand behind the band and see the show from their perspective, which is very, very cool. You can also be side stage and stand on the sides.
But we're going to be on the rail though, right?
That's up to you. I mean,
How early are you getting there?
I don't know. If it's crazy and there's a spot still, yeah, sure, I'll jump on it. But like, I want to get my picture. We have a cute picture planned. I want to get some food because last time it was really rough, not eating or drinking anything.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this right now. If you need food or water at any point and I'm with you, let me know. I will have it on me.
Sounds good.
I'm bringing collapsible food, like containers, that I'm gonna put in a bag, and I have multiple refillable, reusable water bottles. Because
Wow.
I know how you get, buddy, and I want to make sure me and Blue are taken care of too.
Cruise daddy.
Trying
Amen.
to be, trying to be. But yeah, just something to think about. It might be a good idea for you to get one too, and it was really cheap. Collapsible food trays or food containers, really good to pack in your bag and carry them around.
You may be cheap, but I am cheaper. I don't need any food or sustenance. I don't need to spend money on that. I'll raw dog it.
You're out of your fucking mind. Me and Blue, I
Food is
because
literally free. What is wrong with you?
yeah.
Devin doesn't like holding things.
This is the biggest, yeah, that's really it. I
I
hate
will be
holding.
a pack mule the whole time. I'll have an umbrella in my bag. I'll have sunscreen, water, and food.
He
All right.
literally bought me a parasol because he knows how pasty and white I am.
It's UV protected.
And he's
Wow.
buying me
Anyway.
Dramamine because I get motion sickness.
Wow. I'm sorry about that, nice Alyssa.
I'm getting the things for behind your ears.
I heard
Oh,
C bands are really good.
yeah,
no, they make me so uncomfortable.
I also had the patches on behind my ears. I didn't get sick, and I do normally get motion sick, so I'm just not going to change what I did. It
What are,
worked.
can you send me a link to those? They sound great.
Yeah, it's through the doctor.
Oh, never mind.
Like I had to get them like they have to send in like a prescription.
That's annoying. I'll stick with
That
Dramamine.
sucks.
I
Yeah,
will
I'll get
say,
you some Dramamine.
since we are talking about things to pack, it is not a flight. However, think about your flight on the way back because you might be going there with a packed luggage and you're cool because you got everything you need, but there is merch available on the boat. There are freebies. You wake up, you go out for the day, you come back, and there's a gift for you on your bed, courtesy of Sixthman and CL SS Neverender. Big
Really?
ass buttons, posters. Yeah, bro, you're getting some stuff for being on this boat. So prepare ahead. Make sure you have enough space for these items. Make the proper accommodations, but also you are going to be on a hot boat. You're going to be outside at some points. You're going to get like little salty hair, salty clothes. I don't really know what I'm saying about it, but pack some extra undies, some tighty whities, deodorant.
Yeah, there's no washing machine, is what he's saying.
Yeah, it can get a little stanky. Maybe pack an extra bag that you can throw your dirty laundry into, essentials, band-aids, just.
Deodorant. Bring fucking deodorant.
Please, for
I
the
don't
love
give a
of
shit who you are. Bring it.
God. Make sure you pack your medicines. Basically, what I'm getting at is it's very exciting and it's going to be a party, but also you're going to be away from where you're normally staying, and that sometimes has unexpected effects on you. So just be overprepared than underprepared. That's all I'm saying.
And
Cool.
remember to get sleep. My goodness me.
You're playing until 2 in the morning. How are we going to get sleep?
Yeah.
Go to sleep at 2 a.m., dude. No.
I'm
You know
going to
what's
sleep.
crazy?
I'm going to sleep at 2:30 a.m. and I'm getting up at 8 so I can be there for Cafe Chanye.
But no, you know what's crazy? The drummer for the Neverenders, his name's Evan, super cool dude. He'll be playing until like 2 a.m. with us, and then getting up for Run the Deck.
That's crazy.
That's nuts, right? I don't. Blows my mind.
I know that there has been some talk about why hasn't there been a merch drop beforehand, and why haven't we received a little care package with our laminates? Apparently, last time that was just due to
COVID.
the
Yeah.
COVID delays. Yeah. So we will be getting some stuff as we walk on the boat, and the merch is just going to be a surprise for us all, unless they get it early and they decide to show it off. But it's just going to be a big surprise, and sometimes it's good to be surprised.
Amen.
I don't know. I hate surprises.
I don't like to be surprised.
No, I want to know. I was really just talking out my bum there.
Real.
If you want a cool piece of Neverender merch, and it's not really said anywhere, it's just word of mouth, take $5, go to the casino, and get a $5 poker chip because it has the SS Neverender on it, and it's a cool little thing.
Holy
You can
shit.
also the playing mats are SS Neverender themed, and in the claw machines, you can win bundles of cash with a voucher for merch if you've
Or
got
you
some
can
skill.
spend all your money trying to win those bundles of cash.
Is it a claw machine? Because I'll do it.
Uh-oh. Claw
Done.
machine.
I got it. I
There goes
hook, line,
all
and
of our
sinker.
money for the cruise.
How much are the specialty drinks, by the way? How much were they last year?
They were
Around
$12.
$11 to $13.
Like, how much?
11 to 13.
Okay, I was expecting like $15 a drink because it's specialty or whatever. Okay, cool.
As we're talking about drinks, the 2023 guest name drink is the Blood Red Summer, created by Thomas K from North Carolina. Congrats. Can't wait to try it. And actually, the drummer for Kyonashi just tweeted day one of rehearsals for SS Everhome. Feels good to play all these songs again, although damn, am I rusty? But they're gonna get that together. And that just got me mad hype in addition to recording this episode as well. So
Cool.
we have some unfinished business. A couple episodes ago, Rob and I announced that we have a signed Coheed and Cambria skate deck made by Andrew Burford for the Neverender No World for the Waking Mind Tour. And finally, it is time for us to give it away. So this episode is releasing Friday, October 20th. Hopefully, the All Things Coheed podcast is your accompaniment as you travel to Miami for the SS Neverender. But if it's not, and you're listening to this anyway, thank you for listening. So we want to give you this skate deck. So retweet this episode, and on a future episode of the All Things Coheed podcast, we will announce the winner. Good luck. As this episode comes to an end, before we depart from each other until the cruise, what is, aside from meeting up with all our friends, the one thing you are most excited for on the SS Neverender?
That's easy. That's so easy. It is seeing my girlfriend for the first time in like it feels like years, but it's only been a few months. It just sucks that it's been so long,
Mate.
but I'm so excited. But aside from them, it would be probably the kickoff show. The kickoff show is gonna be so fucking good. I mean, I'm such a huge fan of Motion City Soundtrack that it's just gonna be so good.
Performing. It's gonna be sick. Performing with the guys is gonna be so much fun. We've been preparing for months and months. And then maybe with a very top special guest. Oh yeah, Rob too, I guess. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, I'm very excited.
Fuck!
What?
What am I, chopped liver people? Come on. I
No, I'm very excited to see my boyfriend. We haven't seen each other since May. But also I get to perform on a freaking cruise. That is so cool, dude. Like, this is like the closest thing to a professional gig I've ever done, so I'm pretty stoked. Yeah.
That's awesome, Lou. We're seriously so excited to see you perform, and we are very proud of you for absolutely crushing it. And
Thanks.
I can't believe that you were here this time last year, and then you
Yeah.
went back. Coheed followed you, and now you're back again. It's
And I've still
crazy.
never met you, like in
I
person.
know. Crazy.
I know.
That's the craziest thing about it. It's just like I managed to avoid you the whole
Blue,
I
relax. You're not missing much.
was in Europe. Wasn't I like in Europe when you were? No. That was a different timeline. That was a different timeline.
No, but you guys were in Paris not long after I moved back to the UK, and I kept trying to get you to come over. I was like, just come to the London trip. Just do it. Be vibes.
We don't vacation, we travel.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
We're very busy. Too
I
busy.
am a tour guide through and through, and I'm like, let's fucking go.
When are you two coming across the pond? That's the good question.
Next
2 years.
summer,
Not this summer. Yeah, 2 years.
no, this summer
Oh.
to Italy.
Oh, yeah. This is.
Yeah,
Slay.
nothing is planned yet though. Nothing's booked. Like it's too early to book anything.
What are you two most excited for the boat?
I am most excited to see literally all three of my favorite bands with like so many of my favorite people.
The deer hunter's gonna be on the boat?
If it isn't obvious, we're Kayonashi, Hailbasan, Coheed Cambria household.
Jesus Christ, fuck.
This is kind of the most W cruise. However, the most L time slots ever for
Yeah,
me.
welcome to the SS Neverender Cruises.
It's tough, man, because like it's the Coheed cruise. I gotta do the Coheed stuff, but like some of these shows are very tempting. I'll say I'm most excited for an indoor show one.
So,
I think that's gonna be crazy.
we're indoor show two, baby.
Which, okay, last time there was like the air of what are they gonna play? But I will say I think I enjoyed their performance the second night better because they got the okay, we played these songs, we know how they feel in front of a crowd on a boat like that. And they just crushed it night two. They were great night one, but
I'm also really excited to have my first like proper photo with the band because I've never done Mage. So that's gonna be cute.
this is like the ultimate mage.
Yeah, this is literally like Mage plus.
Week-long mage.
Yeah. So cool.
So please find us during our meetup Wednesday, 4 to 5 p.m. on the Great Outdoors, deck 12 aft, same as the pool deck, same as the buffet. Come say hi, but for those of you that are listening to this as you're getting ready for the cruise, see you in just a few days. We can't wait. And for those of you who are listening to this after the cruise, hope you had a great time. But on that note, this has been another episode of the All Things Coheed podcast. I'm Devin.
I'm Melissa.
I'm Blue.
And I'm a guy named Rob. Thanks for joining us. Let's edit this bitch. By that I mean I'm gonna download it and send it to you to edit.
Oh, poor Devin.
This has been another fantastic episode of the All Things Coheed podcast. I'm a guy named Rob.
I'm a guy named Devin.
I'm Melissa Marie.
And I'm a guy named Blue. Thanks for watching.
Thanks for joining us.
Okay, so
Let's
let's
take it again.
again, but like we have to say something about
I don't mean to be rude, but can we end this episode because it's 2 a.m. and I want to go to bed? Good job, Rob. This is no longer family friendly fun.
we learned so much about each other this episode. It's see.
So right.
Well, that being said, as we are coming to the end of this episode,
No, I was just going to say what you just said, but you said it, so I don't need to say it.
gotcha.
Did
But
you mean Friday? You said Tuesday.
there you go.
it is. And then I can clip in the rest of it.
You lazy fuck.
You forgot to re-record that entire
No, it's fine.
thing.
I'll just do it in case. So this episode is coming out. So you're listening to. So this episode is coming out.
So
My
sorry.
God, what the
Where's
fuck,
your flow?
dude?
When you.
Yo. So today,
Did you ever have a dream that you dreamed that?
Can I have a piece of chocolate?
Tuesday, October 24th.
Wait. I'm waiting. You were blur.
What?
You were glitchy on my end.
Oh. Just repeat the Magnus part, or were you talking about the
Well,
next day?
everything after you said pink shift, I was like, Lou, I'm so sorry that it's 1 a.m. where you're at right now.
It's midnight, but same
It's midnight,
difference.
dumbass.
Didn't you?
But I appreciate your sympathy.
Because you're coming in, I hear the enthusiasm in your voice, but you're like laying down, just like chilling, like.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just EP. The missile is EP all the time. You know what I mean?
The missile need bit of sleepy. Sorry.
It sure do. It do be like that sometimes.
Forever
Big
EP.
eeps.
Yeah.
Okay, so we already have the intro, and I can send that to you, and it's fine. But we just need to.
We're gonna redo the intro.
Why?
Because I started it and Alyssa was still drinking and it wasn't fair that she had to like gulp. I'm all sorry.
Okay.
Okay, that's the
Unfortunately.
true generational divide.
Can we cut all mentions of Blue's age out of every podcast? That would be
Yeah.
really cool. That
I
would be
am
really
12.
tight.
That's so true. Sorry, I just
I'm on a list. FBI, that's a joke.
Wow.
Jesus fucking Christ.
How old
Sorry.
are you? How old am I?
Me?
No, Blue.
I'm 23. It's fine.
Oh.
Yeah, that's it's just I say that all the time too.
I'm 34, so
Sorry.
I'm kidding. I'm gonna get your dad so fucked up all
Wow.
the time next
Wow.
time
Wow.
I
I'm
see
cutting
it. What? I just miss your dad. We had such a good time. I'll never
that.
forget that.
Yeah, we were right. It was 2018.
What month?
November.
Jesus Christ, what the fuck?
November 10th. In a month, it will be 5 years.
No way.
That's wild. That's insanity. Okay.
Hello.
Not anyone. If you're a fan of this podcast and need some, eat shit. This is just for Devin and Alyssa.
Yeah, because
I'm gonna look like fucking Debbie Does Dallas. I'm gonna be covered in white. Anyway, are you ready to do the
I'm bleeding so much of this, it's
podcast?
insane.
You guys ready?
Well,
Which brings us to Merch Monday.
I have a segue. Don't worry. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. As Rob is out here buying sun cream, we are out here buying vinyl
Don't
bear.
call it that. No, I've heard enough of that shit from Blue. Sun cream? Get
That's
the
what it
fuck
is.
out of here. It's
Cream that protects you from the
sunscreen.
sun.
Are you American? Do you bleed red, white, and blue for this country?
No.
Because it doesn't
No, I
sound
do
like you
not.
do.
No, I do not.
Rob, you want to know what I bleed, brother? I should have grabbed a Coheed flag. That'd have been funny.
Which flag is
Yeah.
that? Is
It's a
that
Colombia flag.
a Colombia? I mean.
This is the worst episode we've ever done. Having our partners here is terrible.
I disagree. This is the best episode you've ever done.
You know, we've done this some way. We've done this the same way for a long time, Devin. We gotta shake it up. We gotta stop being informative and just make it a full on, like a tight 3 hour stand-up podcast.
We'll do both the evening and matinee shows at the same time. Got it.
Hell
So, three
yeah.
hours stand up.
Are you gay?
I am gay.
That's what Devin says to me every time. I'm like, I like this print. He's like,
You like the print because it's Coheed or because boobies?
I mean, it's fair to say both,
Oh,
right?
I that was a, you know, that was just I that's me asking her, and I know that it's for one reason more than the other.
It's blue booba.
Booba.
Blue booba.
Bluebies.
Fuck, my camera's like zoning out right now. Like, yeah, you guys talk
Gonna be
about
the
tits.
hardest
What
episode to
the
edit ever.
camera is like disassociating.
It ended our conversation and said,
Peace. Bye.
I got a blanket, by the way, today.
Oh,
It's
that's very nice.
nice. I'm hoping this will refocus the camera.
This is Rob's Merch Monday. Just look at this
Oh my
blanket.
God, it refocused the
No,
camera.
no way, no way, no shot that
No
that works.
shot. No shot.
No shot.
Wow, good job, Rob.
Damn, I'm
Good job,
good.
Rob. Oh my gosh, a new segment on the podcast. Good
Good
job,
job,
Rob.
Rob.
Rob does something good.
I got out of bed today and didn't cry for half an hour, only 15 minutes. Good job, bro.
Job,
Rob, do you want to do a good thing and introduce the international leg of the tour so Blue can share their experience?
Rob.
Rob, you're gonna make this an impossible episode.
I'm trying to explain myself. Why are you being this way?
Right, hang on. I need to get up for a second because I need to go get my liquid. I think that once I come back, I'll have more of a clear head to really, really actually record an episode. So how about We'll just
Okay,
call it the
we'll talk
first.
to Blue
Yeah,
about
we'll talk to Blue about
about
genius idea. Let's just call all of my audio a wash. Let's see what happens. So I'll be
it's a
back.
long week for everyone,
It's
and it's
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, that's making
Oh, that's good. All right, I'll be back.
Have we all lost our collective minds? This is
Yeah,
insane.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
I think we're having a rough day.
I
Who
bet,
heard?
honestly. Shut the
Did
fuck up, Alyssa! What do you mean, who? The deer hunter!
I didn't hear what you said.
Okay,
Hello.
sorry. All right. Let's get into this motherfucker.
There were
What'd
bands
you
that
say?
dropped out. There were the second leg of the US tour for No World for the Waking Mind. What are you doing?
Taking picture of
I thought you were
Nice.
recording me, and I don't know why that this recording didn't get me, but that recording did.
Hey
That gave
Devin,
me a
can you focus on the podcast? You're a professional.
No way.
I think I broke it. I sent the picture of the cat.
Oh no.
Blue really clicked on it.
Oh no, Blue. Blue, the fuck?
It was my fault. I biffed it.
No.
The recording is fine. The recording's gonna be okay.
Mars was just sitting so stupidly right behind where we're recording, so I was taking a picture to send to you guys, and they probably clicked on the picture when, yep, Blue reacted to your photo.
Holy shit. I just hit accept. They're in the waiting room and they still haven't joined yet. Hey, Blue. You really needed to see that picture, huh?
I'm so sorry.
Couldn't have waited, could
It's
you?
my Zoom crashed.
Oh, sure.
No, it crashed and then it went on to Messenger.
Was my fault. All right.
Well, it's okay. You didn't miss anything.
This is a great episode, you guys. This is
Because I
just
still continue the segment
outstanding.
on check it out. It's a fucking dollar bill with the keyword on it. Pay $800, limited to 50. Numbered and signed by Claudia Sanchez.
And
Go
Devin would
ahead.
still buy it.
He's like, I've got two boxes of these. This is a skin flake from Travis during the Tabernacle show on 12/13/2018. It's No, go ahead, Alyssa. It was important.
I like shout meme phrases. It's so not important. You
Go
keep
ahead. What'd you
going.
say? No. Everyone turn the spotlight over here to Alyssa. What was that, Alyssa? Go ahead. Now that aside, fucking cat.
It's a baby. Bye.
Okay. So,
Wait, did I say that wrong? Hang on, guys. My bad.
So, no, that just sounds bad.
This is a performance you don't want to miss, guys.
As we're talking about
Okay.
drift.
But no, if you want to find me at any point during this cruise, the best time and place to find me is going to be the fucking atrium for Emo Night Miami. I am tearing up that motherfucker. I am so excited for Emo Night. It's ridiculous.
I really hope Donovan plays his cover of the Alabama Shake song, Give Me All Your Love, because oh my God, it is incredible.
Are you sick? Because it sounded like very nerdy, like, I wish Donovan would play.
Okay, I'll say it again. I
No,
really hope that Donovan, is that better for you, Rob?
yes. I need you to edit this in the beginning, by the way. But I think that covers just about anything. Stick to the end of the episode, you guys. We've got a very special interview with Blue and Sean for the cruise. We're super excited to be able to see the Neverenders on the SS. Fuck!
The Neverenders on the SS
Why don't
Neverender.
take the whole thing over again so I can put it at the beginning of the episode? So it's not stay till the end of the episode as we're at the end of the episode, you know? It's like maybe
Hey
come
guys,
at
fuck you, I'm about to do it. Shut the fuck up. Hey guys, a guy named Rob here. I just want to let you know, if you stick to the end of the episode after the credits roll, fuck me. Hey guys. No, fuck it. It.
I need to.
Hey, this is Zach from Coheed and Cambria, and you're listening to the All Things Coheed podcast. Cool. All right. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Blue. You might know me as that annoying British one who makes covers and frequent weird posts in all the Facebook groups.
All right. And hey, I'm Sean. You might know me from my YouTube channel, SeanUNT. I started about 10 years ago putting up Coheed covers, acoustic-ish Coheed covers on that, and also have played before Coheed shows in the past. Went to like In Keeping Secrets Neverender in Jersey and played in Chicago once, and just went and played for the people online beforehand. I'm based in Dallas, Texas, and also kind of morphed that group into a group called the Neverenders, which played on the last Coheed cruise. You might have caught us there as well, and we'll be doing that again.
Congratulations, number one. You guys have a spot on the boat, which is so fucking cool this time around. I know that we had some struggles previously with the previous years, and I know things have been up and down ever since, you know, hearing about Thank You Scientists not being on the boat, and they're trying to find a replacement for that. So a lot's been going on, but this is really cool because I know a lot of people, when we did our interviews with Children of the Fence for in preparation for the cruise, like 90% of them are just like, hey, we can't wait to see the cover band. We can't wait to see the Neverenders. People were so excited because they had heard a lot about it because some people just weren't able to make it last year. Now, things are a little different from what I hear this year. You won't be playing in the same space, but what are your plans for this cruise?
So one thing that's different this year is Blue. So if you saw us last time, we had a four-piece. Evan Kelly, who's from San Diego currently, on drums, playing cajon. Lawrence Jones, Larry Jones, he's not from there, but he and Steed Kane are playing guitar and bass, switching off, and they both reside in Alabama. They work for NASA there. There's a NASA station in Alabama, who knew? And I met them through the SS Neverender Facebook group. Obviously, I met Blue through Blue posting covers, me posting covers as well, and we connected. And we had planned to do singing before a New York Coheed show, which didn't work out for Blue making it back then. But then I was like, hey, we tried to do Blue on the last cruise as well, and their entire country did not let them come over here, or our country did not. So that's the only reason that didn't happen last time with Blue.
COVID.
Yeah. And then so this time we're adding Blue. Blue's going to be doing all the harmonies, the cool album harmonies that we usually miss most of live. And then another difference, definitely last time we kind of did it much more gonzo style. We were working with six man Lorraine, if people hopefully remember her. She was wonderful, and you know, RIP, she passed away unbelievably in between the last cruise and this cruise. She got cancer, just stage 4 all of a sudden, so we really miss her. But she was instrumental in letting us play last time. We played in the Faint of Hearts bar, which was in Magnum. So this was a point of confusion for me that I want to clear up right away, because we are actually going to play. The plan now is we're going to split some time in Magnums and some time in the kind of what's the Amory Wars experience now, Bliss Lounge, Goddardam experience, that area. We're doing some official performances thanks to Six Man Letty. She has set us up for 2 nights in there. So this is still a bit tentative. The times may shift a little bit because, yeah, again, Thank You Scientists is off the boat. But what we're gonna do now, because the Bliss Lounge, the Goddardam, does have technically a $10 cover to get in. So we were like, all right, not everybody's gonna probably wanna do that or be able to do that. There's also a capacity cap. I'm not sure how big. Hopefully it's really big and a lot of people can get in. But we were like, yeah, that's kind of, you know, a bummer if we only do that. Probably a lot of people who did either see us last time or wanted to see us again, see us this time, would maybe not see us. So we were like, all right, let's bust our butts a little bit, and we'll do a little bit in Magnums, which is where we played last time, which is not Fan of Hearts anymore. So we're going to do a little bit in Magnums, a little bit in the Bliss Lounge behind the $10 cover charge. Although, if you purchase the Goddardamn $10, just the Goddardamn thing, it's a day pass, and you can technically get back in free all day to come see us if you want to time that with our performances there. Again, based on capacity is what I heard. But this is what it looks like for now. A little complicated, but I'll see if I get it right. Monday night, first night of the cruise, we are looking at doing Magnums, totally free. We're going to start right after Pink Shift. So that means 12:30 a.m. to 2 a.m. 12:30 a.m. to 2 a.m. We're playing about an hour and a half set there at Magnums. So, you know, see Pink Shift and then just don't go anywhere because we're going to set off to the side a little bit where we played last year, I believe. And we're just going to start right when they stop and just jam it out. Tuesday night, we are going to do a little hybrid. So we're going to have our first official performance in the Bliss Goddardamn. That's where the Fan of Hearts is now. We are going to play that night a little bit earlier, I believe, from 11 to 12:30. Might start a little bit later, might start at 11:30, go for an hour and a half again. Right after we're done there, we're going to book it over to Magnum's again, and we're going to start right when Kainashi ends at 1 a.m. It's going to be a late one, so I hope people can hang with us, but we just wanted to catch people that maybe won't pay that $10. So yeah, start in the Bliss Lounge 11 to 12:30 on Tuesday, run to Kainashi and start right when Kainashi stops at 1 a.m. Maybe only play for like an hour at that point, so like 1 to 2 in Magnums. Then Wednesday night, we're doing another official performance in the Bliss Goddardamn a little bit later, probably closer starting time to 11:45 or midnight, going for about an hour and a half again. And then we're going to run over and catch right after Military Gun in Magnums again because we're crazy. And we're going to play maybe another hour again from 1 to 2 in Magnums. So basically, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we're playing Magnums all 3 nights is the plan if everything works out with that. Monday, a little bit earlier, Tuesday and Wednesday, a little bit later. And then Tuesday and Wednesday night is going to be the Bliss Goddardamn. 11-ish, 12-ish, you know, sort of thing. They're all late, but you know, hopefully you guys will stay up. And if you're running with Josh or things like that, you know, you can take a nap after that.
The magic of the Neverenders for, I think, for me and for a lot of other people is the fact that you guys are going to be playing a ton of songs that Coheed might not necessarily play or haven't played in a few years, which I think is super interesting, especially on the boat, because the boat has been, you know, at least the first iteration was this haven away from Coheed where it was like, this is for the true fans. They're going to start playing things that they haven't played on tours in like 10 years sometimes. Or never played at all, like Strung Short. So a lot of people, I believe, are going on this expecting kind of like the unexpected songs. And from what I hear, you're no stranger to that either. Blue, if you want to talk a little bit about what people can expect to hear you guys playing.
Yeah, absolutely. You will definitely hear some deep cuts from us. We're playing a very varied set, songs from every album. There is a song from every album, except Vaxxas 2, I believe.
And we've got one rise.
Oh, we are doing Rise. Yeah, sorry, I forgot. To be fair, we've prepped 37 songs, so do forgive me if I forget something. But yeah, we're playing some deep cuts. We're playing Deranged for those of you who I see in the Facebook groups all the time being like, when are they going to play Deranged? We're playing Deranged. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're breaking out some really big ones like Domino and Gravity's Union. Some from what else are we playing? God damn it.
We're probably going to do the first full band live performance ever of All on Fire from
Oh,
Vaxxas.
yeah, we're doing All on Fire. That's true.
I am stoked about that one.
Yeah, I imagine that it's a sleeper. Like every fan should give that more of a chance if they haven't. Because once I really focused on that, I was like, this is the best song on Vaxxas One. And
I'm just saying this right now. I've been saying that since that album came out, day one. I have it on the recording of us re reviewing Vaxxas One. that is the number one song. It is my favorite song from Vaxxis One. So fucking good. I'm super stoked about it.
Guys, you're mispronouncing Nighttime Walkers.
Oh, you're ridiculous.
At least you didn't say Heavenly Creatures.
But yeah.
Hey, Sean, what do you mean? Excuse me.
We're definitely we're playing a little bit from every album, including a PFI song. We're doing
Who watches the Watchmen? That's true.
Who watches the Watchmen?
Okay. That's just like the best sing along song ever written, basically.
For sure.
Also, for you Deer Hunter fans, we are performing one Deer Hunter track per my request.
Wait, which one?
Life and Death.
Interesting. Very interesting. Yeah. How did I not know this?
Oh, surprise. So, Blue said we're doing 37. Well, Blue and I are doing 37 because we're crazy. The full band are doing 30. And then Blue and I prepared some little duet interlude, just me on guitar and Blue harmonizing or taking the lead in several of them. And for that
one, doing some Afterman demos. Come and have a look.
Yeah, I'm just going to spoil it because I know it'll make people want to come more. We're going to do Carol Ann and Random Reality Shifts. Some of the best writing Claudio's ever done, period, I feel.
Okay, real quick question. If you want to do some shilling for people to come out, what are you playing from Good Apollo?
Oh, gosh.
We're playing all the Willing Wells. We're playing Once Upon Your Dead Body.
Are you playing them in order is the question.
Yes, we're playing the full suite.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if there's much more that'll get a Coheed fan to come out than all the Willing Wells in a row live.
We have to do them in order, right, Sean? That would be stupid if we didn't.
Yeah, those are definitely joined together. So we're doing a big master set of Good Apollo. And then we're also doing a pretty big master set of both Afterman albums. We're doing like six. So we're playing the most off of Good Apollo and Afterman combined, I would say. Doing Gravities and Domino, which are insane. And Number City, Hard Sell. Evagria, we're bringing them all out.
So go ahead.
Are we going to tell them our surprise, Sean?
Call what the surprise?
Are we gonna tell them the surprise?
Wait, what? Go ahead and spoil it because I want people to come. So
okay, guys, extra surprise. We're going to have a guest drummer on for a few.
Oh yeah,
and it's going to be really sick.
Yeah,
Josh Shepard himself is going to play Cajon for us on a few tracks.
Yeah, if he's down with doing multiple, he may even be at the Magnums on Monday night to do a little bit of Magnums in the Bliss as well. One of those, or I don't know how much he's going to want to do. He basically just gave me an enthusiastic, fuck yeah, I'll play with you guys. Like, it was pretty amazing. I saw him do his drum set confessional talks here in Dallas in my backyard. And I went and talked to him. I had met him way back when, and we've had several talks over the years. But I saw him again and asked him if he wanted to play with us, remembering that he had seen us on the first cruise and he had been down there in the bar hanging out. And he had told us how awesome he thought we were. He was so kind. Him and Zach both were chilling, listening to us for a good bit. And I was like, hey, would you be into coming and playing some Cajon with us? And he literally goes, fuck yeah, I'll play some Cajon with you guys. You guys are sick. We'll jam. And I was like, okay. So we haven't locked down exactly when he's going to play. Might be Magnums, might be Bliss. We'll try to post that or something later. But, you know, maybe just come to them all. So you'll hopefully catch him play some of his bangers with us.
The fact that you're playing such a varied sets for these 3 days, like no two sets will be the same, which we can't say for a lot of the other bands playing on the boat. Hey, if you want to come see this, you have no idea what you're going to get except Coheed. You're going to get some fucking Coheed at any of these sets. So please come down, you know, come see the Amory Wars experience, you know, come to Magnums. And you know, who knows, might be a pop up here and there. Keep your eyes peeled, keep your ears open and come check out you guys. So
just hope people stay up late with us and, you know, get your sleep before the boat so we can stay up all night and rock out. And definitely our goal is to bring you a lot of songs that you either never get to see from Coheed or rarely or haven't seen in, you know, 10 years, like Rob said. And we think we have some pretty special presentations. presented in a really special instrumentation and sound that's still, you know, don't think it's just acoustic, like kumbaya sort of thing. Like, we have electric guitar and electric bass as well. Just played in a more melodic style, like less distortion, but we're amplified. We're playing the album cuts like really aggressive. We're not doing kind of, you know, how Coheed does their acoustic. They totally mellow everything out, which is wonderful, but pretty much band wise, we're like playing it like the album. We're playing all the parts. We're going hard. So we'd love to see everybody come. And also, there's a big sing along aspect. Last time, I mean, the audience just kind of determined that, but come and sing your hearts out. You're kind of more of the performance with us because, you know, we're not going to be as loud as a full Coheed concert. And the audience kind of became their own part of the performance. So I think everybody really enjoyed that and will enjoy that again.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Trust me, by the way, if you have live people singing, there's going to be the audience participation. There's going to be you guys. And there's going to be me in the corner as loud as fucking possible. I guarantee it. I'm so excited. Blue, how about you? Parting words?
Live fast, eat ass.
Keeping that in.
As you should. I'd be disappointed if you didn't. No, come what? See us play. It's going to be a vibe. You know, a lot of fun. We want everyone to get involved. Yeah, stay up late with us. It's really good if you don't get into the karaoke as well, because that's hard to get into. So if you just want to come and jam out, fucking do it. It's slay.
Hell yeah. Well, thank you guys for joining me. I really do appreciate it.